237.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. We're kicking off hour number two here. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Anything that's on your mind goes. Personal issue, a political rant you want to get off your chest. Maybe you've got an agenda. Well, we're here for you, and the phone lines are open at 800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have got live streaming. We got the broadband version of the show, as well as the dial-up version of the show. And it sounds like our disco friends are back in the background there, or the whoever they are. There you go. 800-259-9231. Manwich?
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call, toll-free, at 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. You know, the winters in New Hampshire might be tough, but I hear the falls are something really to see.
Yes, indeed. There really are four seasons in New Hampshire, from what I've been told. Anyway, let's get back to the phones here. Again, join us online, freetalklive.com, free live streaming, and much, much more. Let's talk again to Johnny the Lady in Missouri, listening on KCXL. Hello again, Johnny. You're back on with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Well, I just was, you know, making my point that, you know, I think it's great talking about life and having a great life. And if we can't even let them get started, I just think it's a contradiction. You talk about watering down stuff. Well, we're going to water down the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, that's it's already been watered down. No, that's what they've already been
saying. If you guys are taking a stand for something, it's so great. And I would love to say, okay, you know what? I'll go back to New Hampshire because these people stand for something. And my generation, we need something to stand for. I am in Generation X.
Okay. All right. Now, let me ask you a couple questions because you brought up the talk radio hell issue of abortion. But we'll address it because we'll talk to you about anything here on Free Talk.
Okay.
Do you feel
as
though...
If you say it's for freedom, and actually it's not free talk because actually someone is paying the bill.
You're right. It's private property. We just allow you to talk about pretty much
everything. And you know the station that you're on is pro-life, right?
I don't know that. I didn't know that stations take positions. Anyway.
Yes, he's a particular radio station owner himself.
You're talking about Pete Chartel. You're talking about Pete Chartel and
it shows how pro-freedom people can get along, whether they...
You know what? I'm pro-life, too, and I'm also, but I'm pro-life in the fact of I think that you should be free to choose how to live your life so long as you don't hurt anybody else.
Then you are hurting someone else.
Let me ask you this question. I have to ask you an important question, Johnny. If you can listen for just a moment, I need to ask you a couple questions, okay? So the first one is, you obviously feel very strongly about the abortion issue, as a lot of people do. So if... you could have your druthers. Let's say that tomorrow morning you woke up and you were in charge. You were the legislature and you were the government. Would you pass a law outlawing abortion?
Yes.
You would. Now, what would the punishment be for somebody who gets an abortion?
Since I'm in the medical profession myself, I would probably put a lot of responsibility on the doctors because a lot of these girls are young and they're in horrible situations. And they really don't want to do it, and then they regret it. So I think I've put a lot of the fines maybe on the doctors.
So we've got two very distinct parties here to this. So you've got the doctor performing the abortion, or in this case, the thug in the back alley, because you're making it illegal. And then you've also got the woman.
I think you should have the baby. I think the women need to be supported.
No. You can't tell them whether they have the baby or not. You can only punish them if they get an abortion. That's all you can do. You cannot control people.
Johnny, you're going to get people killed.
You can only decide whether or not abortion's legal. You can't decide whether or not people will get them.
So since you've already decided
at least you're making a step in a positive direction.
No, it's not
right
positive, Johnny. Johnny, let me explain to you why it's not.
No.
You may perhaps
maybe
Johnny, can you stop
strong.
For just a moment? Can you stop for just a moment? Let me explain this to you, okay? It's very simple. Have you ever heard of a little something called the war on drugs?
I've heard a little bit about that. I don't think that's comparable to life.
Oh, it absolutely is. Have you ever heard of alcohol prohibition?
Okay, we're going to compare alcohol to a baby?
Yes, we are. Have you heard of alcohol prohibition, Johnny? Do you know anything about prohibition?
Back when you were not allowed to drink alcohol, of course.
What happened?
I don't think people would do it anyway. But...
What happened as a result
of it?
Yes, they did it anyway. And then what happened as a result of them doing it anyway? People got hurt. People were shot in the streets over black market alcohol deals. Alcohol just went underground. It didn't go away. It just became illegal. The prices went up. The danger went up. Huh?
Don't you think it would stop it somewhat? I mean, 4,000.
No, did it? You're out of your mind.
Answer your own question.
Wait, let me finish. 4,000 a day. Don't you think that is sad for our country? I mean, forget where you stand. Don't you think that's a sad commentary on our country?
I absolutely think it's sad. Johnny, let me agree with you.
4,000 a day going down in Iraq, we would be screaming.
Johnny, let me agree with you. I'm going to agree with you. I think it is sad. I think our country, Johnny, one moment, please. I think our country is in a sad position today because we have this clueless group of kids that are growing up. They're going to government education indoctrination centers. They're turning out just almost illiterate people coming out of these schools. All they want to do is go get drunk and party. And, of course, when you do that, you're going to get somebody knocked up. And then you get them knocked up, and it's way too early in their life to have kids. And I think that we've got a lot of social problems in this country. But outlawing anything doesn't do jack towards getting rid of it. It hasn't done anything to reduce the amount of drug users. In fact, it's increased. It could be argued that it's increased it. It's increased the danger of the drugs. It's just like it increased the danger of the alcohol back when alcohol was prohibited.
I have a solution, Johnny, and it's one that I'm sure you have never heard anywhere else.
All right, let's hear it.
This is my idea of a libertarian solution. Science is progressing at a very, very fast rate. And what we need to have is right now the life of an unborn child, is, you know, I'm sure you would refer to it.
Because I don't think it's a puppy.
Right, absolutely. It's dependent upon the mother. Is that correct? And it's dependent upon that mother's freedom.
I think the father should have some say in it. I feel
But it's dependent when you're down to it.
Yeah,
right. Right now, I would say the mother has all control, which I don't think that's right. Okay.
Right. So, and I'm just talking about specifically the life of that child is dependent upon the mother. You know, as it stands right now.
Her physical actions and physical life.
Right, exactly. She has to carry it. Okay.
If the mother no longer exists, neither does the child. What needs to happen is, as we progress with science, is I don't necessarily, I'm pro-choice, but I would not be pro-choice were we to come to the point of where we could relocate the fetus.
What do you mean by that?
I mean surrogate wombs. I mean basically either a scientifically, you know, in a lab somewhere, they have a womb, you know, a scientific, not an actual human being, but an artificial womb. Or women who are willing to carry this fetus. You know, you just get rid of it midterm and transfer it to somebody who wants it.
How does that sound to you, John?
Right. You know, as long as we don't kill the baby, I think that, you know, if science goes that far and we can protect these babies, you know, I'm a mom. So my heart goes out to all these women that have found themselves in those situations. And
sure.
You know, I know a lot, and I was in a bad situation, but I still had the baby, and it was very difficult. But I know now, looking back on it, that if I would have aborted that baby, I would have been so much more in pain and in agony. Now my oldest
one,
if I was young, I would have aborted. He's got a full scholarship to a private high school. That's $32,000. This kid has a chance to go to Yale.
Great. I think that's great news. And Johnny, I think what you should do,
easily in the world we live in.
Johnny, I think that what you should do is continue being persuasive. I think that
I'm on KCXL.
Mm-hmm. Good. You've got your own talk show. Excellent.
Yes.
I think that you should continue. We love KCXL. We're huge fans of KCXL.
I love KCXL.
Okay, Johnny. This is enough of a love fest for KCXL. I just want to suggest a solution for you. Look, outlawing things has never been a solution. What is a solution is persuasion. You're very persuasive. I mean, you're on the radio telling us that you made the right choice. Here's why you made the right choice. That's what you have to do, is you have to get to people one-on-one, and you need to influence them to make the right choice. Pointing guns at people never solves problems.
And you know what? And I don't even think that's right.
That's what the law is. When you make a law outlawing something, you're having the government point guns at people. Keep listening to us, Johnny. We'll explain it all eventually. And we're glad you're out there. Call us again sometime, okay? Thanks, Johnny.
Gone.
She's gone. 800-259-9231. Oh, and send us your picture for the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. Coming back with more. This is your show.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Yes, even though we may disagree with you, we will actually give you airtime. Although, you have to do the back and forth thing, and you have to pause and take a breath and allow someone you have to allow just to allow conversation.
Well, she's on the radio, so she thought she could just control the conversation.
That's
even
true.
Though she was calling
it's
into another show.
It's tough to be a talk show host and call another talk show host show.
It,
absolutely.
It is, because you're used to being in charge.
Yeah. So, Johnny, thank you for that call before, and she got us onto the talk show hell topic of abortion, but again, this is Free Talk Live, so anything goes, and we'll continue to address it. 800-259-9231, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system where conflicts like this happen all the time on all kinds of issues at Free Talk freetalklive.com. It's free. There's over 27,000 posts now, I think.
Preach away, Johnny, on our message board.
Hundreds of people. She'll likely find people that agree and disagree.
Oh, absolutely.
At the freetalklive.com BBS. It's a show about ideas, so we want to hear from you. 800-259-9231. And I just want to just recap the violence point that we made on the way out there. Whenever you want to use force to try and stop someone from doing something, their natural reaction is to simply avoid your force or to possibly fight back with return force. I mean, if you're pushing on something, it's going to go away from you. You know, it's going to move away from you. So if you point guns at people and you tell them you can't have abortions
anymore. I definitely
anymore,
think that she didn't understand the point that if you make a law about something, you are telling the government that if this person breaks this law, you shoot them.
Assuming they don't want to go to jail.
Assuming they don't want to go to jail, right, or don't want to listen.
Well, I'll tell you what's going to happen. Is
take
be the war on abortion.
Yeah.
Immediately. You take their freedom away. You take, you know.
That's what they do. They have wars on the people of America.
How can they not? Because the doctors are going to immediately start saying, well, it's necessary for the woman's, to live to go ahead and perform this operation.
Well, they won't say that in public. They'll say it behind closed doors, and everything will be back alley.
I'm saying for the women that get the legal abortions.
Oh, I see.
You know,
I think that a lot of people like this, though, they absolutely can't possibly fathom the other side that doesn't think that abortion is wrong, doesn't think that, you know...
I don't think it's a good thing. I don't think it's
a good thing either. I don't think that it's a good thing, but, it really depends. I'd like to ask Johnny, if you're anti, you know, if you're absolutely pro-life... Are you also a vegetarian? Because if you're not, you're a hypocrite. Because,
well, come on.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
It's human life.
Not at the point that it's a fetus. It's not any more intelligent than, for example, your pet dog.
I don't care what its intelligence level is. It's either human or it's not.
It's not aware of its own consciousness. It's
human,
not self-aware.
Or
and
not.
You know what? The mother is. The mother is aware of what freedom is.
Human or not.
I want to also make one other point about abortion and the pro-freedom position on abortion. Because the pro-freedom position is the government should not be involved. As you
right,
brought up before, government should not be funding abortions, nor should government be enforcing laws against abortions either. So leave it to the market to decide. And like I was telling Johnny, be persuasive. Get on the radio. Talk about your points. Bring young girls onto your side. But do it voluntarily. Stop pointing guns at people. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Joe in Tennessee. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. Joe did leave. Well, let's go to Robert in California. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, man.
All right.
Yeah. I guess, actually, I just was over at my mother's house, and my nephew lives there.
How is she?
Oh, well, she's fine. Thanks for that.
Good.
No, but my nephew, I guess he was at the beach with some of his friends.
Uh-huh.
He's 17.
Uh-huh.
And the police came by and gave him, well, he said it was a ticket until I looked at it.
Hmm.
For loitering. Which, obviously, there's problems there already.
Was it a ticket?
No, what they call it is an administrative citation.
Okay.
What's that mean?
Basically, it means that, unlike a ticket, you don't get a day in court.
You're fined.
Yeah. They said, here's this thing, pay us $100, you're guilty.
Aren't you supposed to loiter at the beach?
Right. Well, it was after hours or after a curfew, whatever that means.
I see, okay.
Oh, is there a curfew out in California?
Well, there's not a state curfew. There's he was at Newport Beach, and I guess there's a curfew at Newport Beach.
Okay.
Mm, only
that's
on the beach.
Beach north of Venice Beach, right?
I believe
who cares,
so.
Man,
it's in Orange County. So
the question would be, what happens if you don't pay an administrative citation?
Yeah.
Do you get a day in court?
No, they actually have a thing to appeal it. If you appeal within 15 days, but you have to send the fine along with the appeal.
Send him an IOU.
That's outrageous. These people are out of control. What is he going to do?
Well, I told him to write him a note and say, you know, I don't have $100. I mean, I'm only 17.
Uh-huh.
And to appeal it and say, you know, that it's not a legal law. I mean, there's no way that you can have... policemen aren't supposed to be judges. They're not out there supposed to judge people's guilt. You know,
that's
you're
true.
Supposed to be able to go to the court system and fight these things.
But you've stumbled across the fact that they just do whatever the hell they want to,
right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how legal the laws are, or if anybody ever even wrote legislation authorizing these administrative citations. It doesn't sound like they did. It sounds like they just came up with this one.
Right. Well, it's obviously. I mean, this is definitely a crazy state, but I don't think it's. Anything in our state constitution to...
Well, the idea is very simple. I mean, it seems crazy, but the idea is, let's... Hey, it's a bunch of bureaucrats sitting around a table. All right, we need some more money. Okay, we're giving out a bunch of traffic tickets. How can we generate some more funds? I know. Let's make up an administrative citation. It'll look like a ticket, but all you have to do is just have a cop sign it, and we'll see how many people we can fool into sending us their money.
As far as, you know, if I had to take a position on this, and you know, I was giving out this this advice, you know, last week. If I have advice to give you, it would be make them work. You know, be willing to obviously pay the fine, or tell your friend be willing to pay the fine. However,
nephew,
okay, make them work for it.
Yeah.
Right, well,
it may cost more money in the long run, but you will feel better about yourself, and you will make them earn that money. Make them go through every hoop you can possibly drag them through.
Well, specifically, I think a good example of it would have to be AdventuresInLegalLand.com, our friend over there, Mark, who basically wrote a book on how to make them work for it.
Yep.
So I suggest you go and check that out. In fact, man, you're going to be testing out the theories.
I'm seriously considering it.
Yeah, we've got another listener who is going to be doing that as well.
If I can get my little ducks and little rows in the right time frame, I will.
The basic idea, I don't know if you were tuned in for that particular episode, Robert, but the idea is you go into, somehow you get yourself into a courtroom, because if they're not going to offer you a courtroom opportunity on this, I would just refuse to pay until they do offer you a courtroom opportunity. And then you go in there, you say, look, I'm fully prepared to pay this. However, I want to understand what's going on. In fact, you could do this without going to court whatsoever. Since they've given you a piece of paper, you can write them a piece of paper with a section of questions on it, with questions like, well, at what point did this administrative citation get created? How, why, and where was it created? Get them to explain themselves to you and do nothing but ask questions.
Asking questions controls the conversation.
I mean, I already told them, you know, the worst thing they're going to do if you go to court is they're going to tell you to pay the fine, which you have to pay anyway.
Well, they could increase the fine, theoretically.
They do that anyway if you don't pay it. They increase it 10% once in a while. But the other thing, I mean, obviously, I don't have a day in court anyway because they don't have a court date, so all I can do is send them a note.
Yeah, I think that would probably be the best approach, because it's best to get it done on paper if you can. That way you've got everything documented. Send it certified mail. That way you know. That way somebody has to sign for it when they receive it. So they can't just say, we didn't get that mail.
Yeah.
All right? Thanks for the call. Man, keep us updated, okay, Rob?
I will, definitely.
Can you do that? Thanks,
right.
Man. 800-259-9231. We love following stuff like this. 800-259-9231. But it's always on you to call in and keep us updated, because in this case, it's never going to make it to the newspapers. So keep us clued in. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
It was a human tragedy and a legal dispute that rocked the nation that could have been avoided with a simple living will. Something for you to think about and do something about. A living will can be yours as part of the Master Estate Kit for only $39.95. Simple directions show you how to complete a living will that guarantees your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible illness or injury. Valid nationwide and fully guaranteed, the Master Estate Kit also includes a legal will kit and power of attorney kit that covers both financial and health care needs. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-810-1234. To order your living will kit, the complimentary will kit, and the power of attorney kit. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping for the complete master estate kit. Call 1-800-810-1234. That's 1-800-810-1234.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen a banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water, or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got archives. Last 6 days of the show right there on the front page of the site. In fact, if you scroll past day number six, you'll find a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org, and they take you back for months. All of it is free at freetalklive.com. And actually, you can go read a little interview of Free Talk Live, of myself, actually, over at podcastalley.com, our friends over at Podcast Alley, where we are in the top five podcasts of the world, thanks to your votes. You can go vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. This is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Paul in Delaware. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, man?
Not bad. Hey, check this out, man. I wanted to beat a dead horse for one quick second, and then I want to move on to another topic.
Okay.
I wanted to tell Space Cult One, that is those that believe that man has walked on the moon, these cult members, I want to remind them that the space shuttle is only going 250 miles out into inner space. And to make it to the moon, they still need another 399,750 miles to go. So
he's got those numbers pretty close to right. Now you know that NASA's claiming that they're going to send a space mission to photograph the Apollo landing sites, right?
To prove it.
Yeah.
I think this is stupid because even if they do send it, the people that don't think that we landed on the moon wouldn't think that they're...
Especially with modern technology and Photoshop.
That's it. They could Photoshop it. Right?
Right.
Uh-huh. I could fake it.
Yeah, I could, absolutely.
And so this whole, I don't get it. This is a mess because the two sides are never going to, never the twain they'll meet.
Yeah. With modern day special effects, I mean, we could send somebody to Pluto.
Yeah, it really is a dead horse. I mean, you're never going to convince. I'm just tired of it personally. But
I think that there's a certain amount of people that haven't even heard the idea that maybe we didn't go to the moon.
Yeah, that's true. And I don't know which. I know that the people have pretty much a lot of the pro moon people have debunked a lot of the anti moon people's claims. But nonetheless,
but the claims keep on popping up.
Yes, the claims keep popping up. You're right.
I mean, with modern day special effects and a big enough website, you could claim that Jesus has returned. I mean,
that's true.
Unless you're personally there to experience it, how would you know?
He's Jehovah's Witnesses said it happened in 1912.
They just don't have a marketing. They don't have a budget.
He's here. He's right there in the corner of the room. I swear to you, we're going to put it on our website.
Yeah.
All right, Paul. Anything else on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to make some points that you were talking about with Johnny earlier.
Oh, okay, sure.
And I got to say that both sides have some great points. I mean, you don't want to tell someone what to do with their body.
Sure.
But at the same time, I wish these slimy bastards, you know, I don't want to use any harsher language than that.
We don't want you to either, Paul.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, man, it's all an excuse for not taking responsibility, going out here and getting pregnant, which can happen. But when it happens, guess what? Step up to the plate and do what you're supposed to do.
I agree that people should take a lot more responsibility for their sexual proclivities and their sexual behaviors. I, for instance, have a vasectomy. Problem solved.
Yeah.
No more worries for me.
I mean, there's still like a 1 in 20,000 chance that I could reconnect on the insides, but it's pretty unlikely.
Now, Johnson had told her she's a hypocrite if she's not a vegetarian. And I got to tell you, I was sitting out there. Me and my girl, we take walks every night, and we go down to this one little park. And as we were sitting there...
I'm making notes, Paul. You have a girlfriend. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was, chilling on the bench, and I was kind of stoned. And I seen this tractor trailer come through real slow with all these chickens on their way to Purdue to get slaughtered. And I've worked in Purdue, and I'm like... You know, they're just sitting there like, you know, they're waiting like the Nazis had the Jews in the gas chamber.
I don't know if it was quite the same. I don't know if they
have. Have you been reading PETA's website? They have that literally on their website, pictures of chickens. And they compare them and they show them side by side with pictures of Jews in the camps. They actually have that comparison. It's sick.
I don't think chickens have the sense of dread or any sort of understanding of what they're getting into.
I think that go ahead.
They're alive. You know what I'm saying? And I respect life.
Yes, and when they're dead and cooked, they're very tasty.
Yeah. But it made me want to become a vegetarian, I'll tell you that.
I understand. I've heard of the videos, you know, where they show the horrible factory conditions and things like that, and I've heard, and I've seen some of it, and it is definitely disgusting. It's nowhere that I would like to work, but as long as the finished product is clean and tasty.
Well, maybe it'll make you feel better, because I'm not a vegetarian, and I'm not pro-life. So
you eat more salads than I've seen anybody.
Yeah, that's true. I do eat more vegetables than anyone, but I love my meat. I'm not afraid of, you know,
I hate the
as horrible as it is, I'm not afraid of killing. You know what I support? I support freedom for conscious minds.
Well, I hate that pro-life, pro-choice label. I hate it because it whenever you say you're pro-life, it makes people think certain things. Just like if you say,
you know
I'm
what
a,
I hate?
Huh?
You know what I hate more than the pro-life stickers?
What?
Is the ones that are pro-abortion, they make me sick to my stomach.
I've never seen one.
Never
what,
seen
can
one.
Can you give me an example?
That person would get their windshield smashed in.
I've only seen one, but it was disgusting.
That's why I say that most of the women that I've ever talked to that have ever had this choice to make have made it very seriously and very carefully and weighed all the options. I don't think that it's something that... I mean, perhaps the person with that one bumper sticker in America would make that choice lightly, but I think for the most part...
I think the willy-nilly abortion thing is mostly a work of fiction. Mostly. Because most... I mean, it's a serious operation. It's life-threatening.
Yeah, it really is.
One final point.
Yes, sir.
I just want to tell all the pro-abortionists that stop using as your defense, what if they get raped? Or what if they're underage? Like these are the only ones that are going to get abortions.
Yeah,
there
I agree
many.
With you. Yeah, that's
agree.
A cop-out.
Yeah, I agree
absolutely.
With that as well.
We're with you, Paul. Thanks for it, man. 800-259-9231, toll-free 1-800.
I'm pro-choice, and I agree with that statement.
Sure.
You know, that's absolutely true. I mean, it's you know, that's a nonsense argument.
And he is right on the fact that it's people's sexual irresponsibility that's putting them in these positions in the first place. And I think that a reason why we're so sexually irresponsible, I think the reason why we're so sexually irresponsible is because we're so sexually repressed in this culture as well. I think that when you've got parents that say, oh, you can't look at Playboy. Oh, you can't look at those things, Johnny. Well, it makes kids want to know more. Just like, oh, you're not supposed to touch that hot stove. Well, a kid goes and touches it. You're not supposed to have sex as a teenager. Well, they go and have sex as teenagers.
I never touched a hot stove.
Look, the other,
I'd like to say about
case
the...
Case study, man, which...
You know, the other issue that I'd like to bring up about this is that with the exception of Johnny, all of us talking about abortion are men. Shut up.
Yeah, true enough.
The only people that should have any discussion over whether or not abortion should be legal or not, or what, or not even legal.
Well, John,
but if human life,
wait. If human life is sacred and sanctified, then why shouldn't rape victims have to have children too? I mean, if that argument, which is
we live in a society,
central.
First of all, where we kill animals for meat on a daily basis and we kill murderers.
He was just
what?
Making the point that that's
I mean,
weak. That
we
that's
have,
a weak argument.
We have we've got pro death penalty, and a lot of these people who are pro life are also pro death penalty. Hypocrite. A lot of the people who are pro-life are also meat-eaters. They're hypocrites because, again, it's human life. That's nonsense.
I disagree with both of those points. I think that, the people that support the death penalty support the death penalty because they believe that the person who is getting killed has done wrong, whereas a child has not.
They don't acknowledge the fact that there are people who are getting killed by the death penalty that are completely innocent.
They haven't thought about it. They haven't spent enough time.
Even when they think about it, even when we bring it up to them,
They just kind of shrug it off. Well, that's the price we pay for having a death penalty. Well, if you were in the person's shoes who were getting executed, you'd probably think differently if you were unjustly accused of something like that. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. And that's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. Anything goes, political, personal, whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Maybe Johnny will send us her picture. We had Johnny the Lady call in earlier this hour, and man, that's kind of cool. It's kind of cool, chicks with guy names, especially if they're hot. Then it's really kind of weird and cool at the same time. I don't know.
Like Herman? Aloysius?
Jack.
All right. I'm sure there's a Jack out
there. Well, then they turn that into Jackie. See, they turn some guys' names into female names, like Danielle, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
All right. 800-259-9231. You can get on here and talk about anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Email. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Since you mentioned killing and eating animals, Johnson, I figured we should get to this PETA email, because last week we reported, actually Jason, our Wednesday night co-host, brought in news about how PETA activists, PETA employees, actually, have been found not guilty. They've been accused of this. It's not gone to trial yet. But they've been accused of collecting animals, like little kittens, from animal shelters, taking them out from the animal shelters, and they claim, apparently, that they're going to take care of the animals and, you know, find homes for them.
and then killing them in the back of a van and subsequently dumping them in dumpsters.
This is, I mean, it's just about proof. I mean, if you go to PETAKillsAnimals.com.
Oh, there's a lot of information, and actually I haven't really
And
dealt
PETA has a response to it.
Do they really?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Well, give me
hold
a
that,
second.
Pull that up, and let me get to David's email. He says, while I'm not terribly fond of PETA, I'll have to come to their defense in regards to the last story you read on them regarding the two employees killing animals that they got from a shelter and tossing the bodies in a store dumpster. Actually, it was in several dumpsters, apparently, around town.
They found them in the van, too.
Yeah. The article did not state the whole story, and when you hear the full story, I believe you'll find this to be a case where liberty lovers can mostly side with PETA. So here he goes. These are two missing pieces to the story. First off, PETA does not denounce all animal killing. I believe PETA supports painless killing of animals that have no hope of living a happy life. This is what pet owners often do to terminally ill pets that live in pain. They have the vet administer lethal injection, putting animals to sleep. PETA's policy on unowned animals that are unadoptable due to such illnesses or are unsustainable due to limited resources of shelters is that they ought to be killed peacefully and painlessly.
Wait, not the whole story? Because I remember from the story that you read that specifically the animals that were terminated by PETA were all adoptable animals. That, in fact, you know, they had potential home, you know, people wanting to take them home.
That's as I understood. But let's assume that
that's what the article said. That's what the reporter said. Maybe he was lying.
Let's just assume.
According to this email.
Well, let's assume that he got the facts wrong. Okay, let's assume. PETA partners with shelters to ensure that shelters do not use more barbaric practices such as snapping their necks or suffocating. PETA will administer the euthanasia themselves for animals that shelters would otherwise abandon on the hostile streets or don't think shelters do that, or possibly use a less expensive, brutal method of killing.
Could I read something from Dana Cheek, the former director of Norfolk SPCA?
Sure.
Okay. I often receive phone calls from frantic people who've surrendered their pets to PETA with the understanding that PETA will find them a good home. Many of them are led to believe that the animals will be taken to a nearby shelter. Little do they know that their pets are killed in the PETA van before they even pull away from the owner's house.
Oh, my God.
Now, this is the chairman, the director of the Norfolk SPCA saying this.
PETA refuses to surrender animals.
Society,
basically, right? The SPCA?
Yeah.
Right.
I can't tell you.
It's people that deal with animals on a regular basis. They're no-kill shelters, generally.
Right.
Okay.
PETA refuses to surrender animals to
the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
Thank you.
That's it. Right. PETA refuses to surrender animals they obtain to area shelters for rehoming. If only the celebrity deep-pocket donors in the West Coast knew that their donations were going to kill adoptable cats and dogs here in Norfolk, they probably wouldn't do it.
So you're claiming that...
Well, the SPCA, great organization, has been around a long time.
Yes.
Doesn't have the zip that PETA does. You know, nobody dresses up in a cow outfit for the SPCA and dances around at elementary schools and has milk thrown at them by...
Well, that's because, you know, organizations like the SPCA aren't knowingly funding known arsonists, terrorists, and people who firebomb chicken factories.
Yes.
I'm sorry, nobody who's pro-liberty could ever side with PETA, period.
Now,
the message sounds nice.
It's nice
when you look deep into it
that they don't torture the animals that they kill in the van.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm
sorry.
Being honest about it.
They're misrepresenting themselves.
And the real problem here and the real issue is that PETA jumps down everybody else's throats for killing poor, innocent, defenseless animals. They jump down. You know, you're not supposed to own animals. You're not supposed to buy animals. You're not supposed to take care of animals. It's supposed to be free. And they jump down people's throats for killing and eating animals. But here they are killing animals.
I'm not even doing anything with them. I'm not eating them.
85% of the animals it takes in.
Wow.
The SPCA, they have found adopted homes for 73% of its animals in 2003.
That's fantastic.
PETA sucks.
Yeah.
PETA sucks the big one.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to abort the life of an animal, you should at least eat it.
Let's give the shot to the PETA people instead.
Yeah, put them out of their misery. So he goes on to say, where this aligns with the liberty advocates is that PETA is taking the initiative to find voluntary ways to achieve their ends rather than lobbying the government to pass animal shelter laws and regulations. Well, first of all, David, I'm not totally familiar with PETA, but from the examples of their activism, oh, they're clearly lobbying the government, and they're clearly asking for laws to be passed. They're constantly, as you mentioned, dressing up in cow outfits and chicken outfits and, you know, barging in certain places and making themselves known because they want laws to be passed to prevent animal ownership, for instance, or slaughtering them to be, you know, to be eaten and that sort of thing.
They'd like to pass a law that makes you a vegetarian, buddy.
They're hypocrites, they're low-life, they're low-lifes, and they're scum. More coming back, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health among longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. This is your show, and anything goes. You can take control. Even in these remaining moments, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And join us online. If you like what we're doing here on the show, and by the way, you don't have to agree with us on everything to like what we're doing. Promoting the pro-freedom, pro-liberty message here 6 nights a week. And we've never asked you for a cent for our archives at freetalklive.com. The website's always been free. It always will be. But what we've done is we've created the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And what we're doing is we're asking for $3 a month from you. If you can't afford it, don't do it. You're still going to get everything for free. But the point is, what we want to do is we want to get to a certain goal. And when we get to that goal, we will reduce the amount of commercial time that we play on this show by 25%. Because that's what people really want. Right, man? Which people want more talk radio and less commercial time, right?
It's precisely what they want.
So we want to give you the opportunity to get what you want for just $3 a month. So go
check
it out. A lot
of people have taken that opportunity.
Plus, there's some perks as well. And you can go check it all out at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Bob in Minnesota. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Oh,
hey.
This is Bob the Board Op.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man?
Not too much. I think this is the first time I've actually come on your guys' show.
This is the clearest call I've ever heard.
Welcome to the show, Bob. What's on your mind?
I actually had a quick question. What's the libertarian view on vegetarianism as far as, I guess in a libertarian society, it's, you know, I guess from what you guys have explained, stumbling over my words. I'm not a good on-air personality.
That's why you're behind the board. That's okay, man. We've all been there. It makes me nervous still to call talk shows.
But, like, in a libertarian society, if, let's say, a group of people or people living in an area wanted to make it illegal or, you know, it was against the law to eat meat or eat animals.
If it's your neighborhood and you want to live with a bunch of vegetarians and you want to make sure there's no animals that are killed or harmed within your neighborhood limits, then those would be deed restrictions and private covenants. And I have no problem with private agreements between individuals. It's just, don't take your rules outside of your neighborhood and enforce it on my neighborhood where anybody can eat what they want.
Okay, so say if your neighborhood wanted to have the ability to eat people, go cannibal. I know it's an extreme case, but, how would that be different?
Well, then
the difference would be you're violating people's rights.
Right. Unless the meals wanted to consent to it. There was a case a couple of years ago in Germany where a guy actually put an ad on the internet.
Yep.
Looking to be eaten and killed
alive.
Or something.
No, no, no. He wanted to be eaten alive.
No. He it was the guy that was looking to do the slaughtering.
The killer.
Did the advertising.
Right. So somebody responded to that ad and said, yeah, you can kill me and eat me.
Yeah.
And so he came and they got together and I think it was done on videotape.
Done on videotape. He asked him many times while eating him whether or not, or slaughtering him. I'm not sure he ate him while he was slaughtering him.
Yeah, he was slaughtering him slowly and he gave consent.
Killing him softly.
Unfortunately, they still. The guy still got in trouble, but theoretically, if you wanted someone to kill you and eat you, you should be able to make that choice, don't you think, Bob?
That's true.
I don't know, but then again, there's also the argument that is that person of right mind? Is that person able to make their own decision?
If two crazy people want to do this, fine.
If they're crazy, if you're crazy enough to have yourself be eaten and slaughtered, then see you later. I got no use for you.
Well, then the thing is though, that there are people out there that would think that this person could be cured.
Ah, well. Good for them. Let them try and save it. Bob, any final thoughts for us?
Nah.
Go hang up on yourself.
All right. Thanks much.
Thank you.
All right. More coming back tomorrow night. It's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
8 o'clock Eastern Time. You can join us then. And, of course, you can listen online and join all the fun online at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, for $3 a month, you can help us amplify the show. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. And we will see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Free Talk Live.